The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Blessing of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ati kanat shafa'atullahu indi yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever recites salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede on his behalf on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, our topic, as usual, a beautiful topic, inshallah, continuous reward. किस तरीके से होता है ना, बिजनेस के लिए लोग ढूंढते हैं कि मुझे कंटिन्यू कोई प्रॉफिट आना चाहिए, किस तरीके से मैं इन्वेस्ट करूं कि मेरा कंटिन्यू प्रॉफिट जो है वो आता रहे, कंटिन्यू मेरी ग्रोथ होती रहे। तो रिवॉर्ड्स के बारे में, गुड डीड्स के बारे में भी कभी ऐसी कोई प्लानिंग हुई है कि वो कौन कौन से अमाल हैं, कौन कौन से एक्शंस हैं, कौन कौन सी डीड्स हैं जिनके लिए हमें कंटिन्यू जो है वो सवाब मिल सकता है करने से? आज इसके ऊपर हम बात करेंगे, लेकिन सबसे पहले तिलावत कुरान पाक। हाफिज अदील विल रिसाइड दिस इंशाअल्लाह, तिलावत कुरान पाक।
अऊज़ु बिललाहि मिनश शैतानिर रजीम। बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम। سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله سب سے اولا
Oh.
مشعل شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی جس کے
Yeah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madhuri Channel, inshallah, we'll start our topic, continuous reward, inshallah, sawajal. Munif Shah sahab with us as well, Abdul Hanan bhai and Hafiz Adil. Ji, Huzoor, kya farmate hain?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sister, this is a very interesting topic, this topic of continuous reward. This is such a question which we get asked commonly by the common people as well, that tell us an action that I will do once, and till day of judgment, or till I be in the grave, or till we are resurrected in the day of judgment, we are continuously rewarded. This is a common question that gets asked, that what one give me some actions that I do in this world, I will continuously get this reward, even whilst I'm alive, even whilst I'm passed away, and inshallah I will see its fruit on the day of judgment. So there will be many people that will rise on the day of judgment, and they will see when their book, their good deeds are being weighed, their deeds are weighed, good deeds and bad deeds. They'll be amazed. They'll be surprised that their good deeds are overweighing their bad deeds. And they'll be thinking that, I didn't do that many good deeds in this world. So how are my good deeds more than my bad deeds? Then it will be declared to them that this is that action, that one action that you did, and it will, this was the continuous reward that you were getting from that one action. Now what could those actions be, say sir? One easy and very simple action we could do for a continuous reward, those masajid which require Quran Pak, those masajid, Quran Pak is just one example. For example, some masajid might require you to give them a masallah so they can pray namaz on that. As long as that masallah or that carpet is being used by someone else other than even you, you will continuously get reward for until namaz or Quran Pak recitation or madrasa students are reciting there. Sister, so many examples can be given. If we become one of those that hold on to these examples and fulfill this, then inshallah, on the day of judgment, we will see our book of deeds, our good deeds, they will rise tremendously. That these are such actions, sister, which are beloved to the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam and beloved to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wholeheartedly, you should come forward and donate, because this is the continuous reward and this will last till the day.
MashaAllah, beautifully started, MashaAllah. Ye waqai aap gaur kare to bada aasan, easy way for the continuous reward. Banda kehta hai main kaun si jagah invest karun, kaisa karun, ye to bada easy ho gaya hai. So aapne thode se paise dene aur sawab ka meter aapka jo hai wo chalu. Ab jab tak Quran pad raha hai, khali ye nahi ki jisko diya hai, ab uske bacche pad rahe hain, uske ghar mein rakha hua hai, ye sara sawab jo hai wo aapko mil raha hoga. Barak کوشش کریں اللہ ہمیں بھی یہ ثواب حاصل کرنے کی سعادت عطا فرمائے. جی عبدالحمد بھائی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید صاحب,
ٹوڈے آور ٹاپک کنٹینیوس ریوارڈ. آئی وڈ فرسٹ لائک ٹو اسٹارٹ آف ود دا فیکٹ دیٹ سم تھنگ وچ کین بی, اینڈ اٹ ڈزنٹ ہیو ٹو بی فار دوز ہو ہیو لیفٹ دا ورلڈ, بٹ آلسو دوز ہو آر ان دا ورلڈ, بٹ مینشن ریگارڈنگ دوز ہو ہیو لیفٹ دا دنیا, بیکاز دس کڈ بی کنٹینیوس ریوارڈ از آفٹر از گون از واز دس کنٹینیوس ریوارڈ ہیپنگ. And there's a incident, a story mentioned about in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he walked past a person's grave when he saw that the person was in the state of punishment. And after some time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam walked past that same grave again, and he seen that that person who was in the state of punishment before, and now he's not, that there's no punishment happening to him. So Sina Isa al-Arabi Nawal Islatu Wasalam asked in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, you know, this person was in the state of punishment, now this punishment has been removed. Why? He was told that this person, before he passed away, he left his wife as expecting. And then she had a child, now that child has grown up and he's gone into madrasa. He's gone into madrasa, and that child, he has recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, because he has recited Bismillah, Allah SWT, I say, I have haya to punish that person whose child is reading the name, who's mentioning my name on the earth.
SubhanAllah.
And so, the person who's been punished, his punishment is removed. Why? Because a child who is reciting the name of Allah SWT. So, when you mentioned about the Quran, you know, Bapu's mentioned regarding Quran and the means of asali swab, but this is a child who's reading just Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
SubhanAllah.
And look at how he's being a means of reward, or means of saving his father from the state of punishment. And this is after he has gone from the dunya. So, first of all, understanding this aspect of reward for those who leave the world, for those who have left the world, alhamdulillah, conveying sawab to them. This is alhamdulillah, which are proven from Quran and Hadith, to say sawab, to make things of a means of sawab for them. And there's a means of sadaqah jariyah. And there's many narrations regarding how the companions came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, our mother has passed away, what can we do? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, about giving something in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They specifically said some things, for example, water, one companion mentioned, inshallah we will mention these narrations as well, one companion, he gave his God in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these were, alhamdulillah, a means of sadaqah jariyah, a means of continuous reward. Alhamdulillah, building a masajid, giving water, giving food. We know the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had great love for Sayyidina Khatijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would distribute, he would slaughter an animal and he would distribute food on her behalf to her family members, to her friends, as a means of a reward for his wife. And inshallah, these are some of the things we will cover as well, inshallah. But it's a very important topic because, first of all, those who are, we've got the opportunity to make a means of sadaqah jariyah. And also for those who have left the dunya, if our parents have left the world, if our grandparents, any family members, then make something a means of sadaqah jariyah for them as well, a means of continuous reward for them as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Aur bahut sari cheeze hain, masjid banana, ye pani jaise inhone baat kiya na, Umme Saad ka jo hai wo kuwe ke naam se bhi wo mashhoor ho gaya tha, to waqai afzal sadqon mein the best charity is the charity of water. To ab ye pani ka bhi jo hai ye sadqa jari aapke liye hota hai, ab kar sakte hain. Thodi si miscommunication hai, logon ki misunderstanding hoti hai ki nahi nahi isale sawab to sirf jo duniya se chalega, isale sawab zinda ko bhi kiya jata hai aur jo duniya se chale jate unko bhi liya jata hai. Isi tarike se Quran Pak ke andar agar aap padhenge to inshallah aage aapko batate hain ahadees mein Quran Pak mein ki jo banda duniya se chala jata hai aur jo zinda hai unke liye bhi duaen karne ke liye kaha gaya hai. Jo zinda hai unko bhi apne liye continuous reward ke liye karna hai, jo duniya se chale gaye unke liye bhi karna hai. Jab qabr mein jana hai to ab jab duniya se chale gaye to nek amal kaise kar sakenge, to isi ke liye continuous reward jo aaj topic rakha gaya hai ki marna hai, dila ghafil na ho yakdam ye duniya chhod jana hai, kabhi bhi jana hai, to betani mein apne zindagi mein koi sawab e jariya ke kaam kar jaun. Chalo agar hamare walidain ya unme se koi ne aisa kaam nahi kiya, chale main to zinda hu na, main to kar sakta hu na unke behalf par, to ye bahut easy option hai aapke liye. Bahut sari aur cheeze inshaallah wo bhi aapko isme bhi is topic mein mention karenge inshaallah. Ummeed hai ki aap bhi kuch na kuch sadqa jariya ke kaam karne mein hamare sath shamil honge inshaallah.
Sahi sahab, you know, make dua for them. This is also a means of reward for those who have left the world. So people have this concept, no, we can't, once they've left the world, we can't do anything for them, they're not going to benefit us. Although the Quran is telling us to make supplication on their behalf, to make dua for them. And some of the things which we learn from this is that one should make dua. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, mentions that one should make dua for them. He should also, secondly, the duas for the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the Ahlul Bayt, and doing khatam, niyaz, fatiha, all this, Mufti Sahib, he mentions that these are all good actions and one should do these actions.
Bishop.
See, Munib. Masha, we're talking about Quran Pak, building stuff, masajid, etc. Narration of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, I've wrote down, I'll present this narration, and there are seven things which the Prophet alayhi salatu salam has mentioned, that seven deeds of a servant, they continue to be rewarded after his death also. Number one, عَلَّمَ عِلْمًا, that knowledge that is to be learned, meaning the knowledge that he has taught. Secondly, أَوْ قَرَى نَهْرًا, or he has constructed a canal. Number three, أَوْ حَفَرَ بِئْرًا, digging a well. Number four, أَوْ غَرَسَ نَقْلًا, or planting a palm tree, a date tree. أَوْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا, or building a masjid. أَوْ وَرَّسَ مُصْحَفًا, or handing down a written copy of the Qur'an Pak. أَوْ تَرَكَ وَلَدًا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ, and leaving a righteous child who seeks forgiveness for him after his death. So this is narration of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, that these seven things that they mentioned. And some of these, say these things, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is providing this service, such as building masajid, building wells, water pumps, etc., in those areas which are needed. And this is such a reward, says Sahib, which according to the narration of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, that first of all you'll get rewarded for building it in this world. Until your demise, you continue to get rewarded. But even after you pass away, this reward will continue as long as that thing exists. For example, the water well or the whatever you built according to this narration of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. So, but one thing is that we should look at this as an opportunity. As you mentioned, so many things we try to invest in. We look for those business that which we think, you know, if we invest in this, we will get profit from this. Even though that profit might be temporary, that we get a little profit, and then that's it, that's loss. But this is such investment, says Sahib, that there is no loss, there's faida either. There's always benefit, there's always profit in this. Alhamdulillah, anything you invest in Islam, be it in masajid, be it in planting wells, building wells, planting trees, handing out the Holy Quran to the people, mushaf according to the nation, digging canals, spreading knowledge, all this is sadaqa jariya. All this is continuous reward. Or leaving behind a wise's child who will do dua for him after he has passed away.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd like to focus, Aesop, that generally there have been cases that children, they forget about their parents after they pass away. Now, this is not acting upon the narration. Whereas, what is the cause for this, Aesop? That when a child, when it's time for a child to be sent to an Islamic institute to learn knowledge, for example, Jami'a, Madrasa, etc., we prefer to send him to other institutes to learn the worldly knowledge. Yes, you should learn the worldly knowledge. Alongside, you should focus upon the Islamic knowledge also. That this is the person, and it's sad reality, say, sir, that at a father's janazah, the child, they don't know how to read the father's prayer. If they have to listen attentively to what the person is saying, how to read the janazah salah. But this is a sad reality, so therefore we should leave those children behind that will continue to do dua for us even after we pass away. As this is continuous reward.
See.
And once they teach someone else, as Abdul Hanan Bhai mentioned, the person who said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the child. And Allah said, he feels haya on punishing such a person with a child in this world for saying his name. So imagine a child in this world who's spreading the knowledge of the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So how will that parent be punished? So this is continuous reward. So there are many, many, as you mentioned, there are numerous ways of us having continuous reward. And remember, say sir, the reward doesn't start when it's built.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
The reward, this is alhamdulillah, beauty of Islam.
Subhanallah.
The reward doesn't start when that well, that water pump, that masjid is built.
Jee.
The reward starts as soon as you make the intention.
Hai, kya baat hai. Ab aap gaur kare, itna hai ki hum soch nahi sakte. Asal mein sirf baat ye ki hamara mindset hai ya nahi dene ka, baat karne ka. To ye ek thoda sa hai. Abdul Hanan bhai kya farmate hain?
Doing these reward, these actions, alhamdulillah. And you know, I always say one of the reasons people are not doing these actions is people have the love of the world. Especially when it comes to giving, we find that we've given it, we've lost out. In reality, the giving is such a beautiful thing, Sayyidah. When you give, it's not just benefiting in the dunya, but it's also benefiting in the akhirah. You know, the person who gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rewards him in the dunya with much more.
Subhanallah.
And, you know, there's a sentence which Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habibai mentioned, and I really like that. It's a very powerful phrase which he said, and alhamdulillah, this is something which will encourage for the views of Bandi Chahal to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habibai said, have you noticed why some of these wealthy people, these big businessmen, they're always increasing in their business? They always, you know, the business is going better and better. Because some of these big businessmen, when it comes to giving, for them to give £10,000 is nothing, right? And he will just give a lesson just like this. £10,000, people do it here just to save themselves from tax and other stuff. You know, they'll give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, someone who's giving, if he a big businessman, he's got a lot of wealth, he gives that much, Allah gives him a lot more in return. And the one who's poor, the one who doesn't have much money, what happens to him? You never see him increasing. He's always in the same stage. He's poor and he's being poor, left being poor for a very long time. Why? Because he might have a little and he says, if I give this much, what's going to be left with me? So he ends up being stingy. He doesn't give that little which he has. If he gave that, Allah would have given much more in return.
Bisha.
And he doesn't give that little which he has and he keeps him to himself, and that's why he doesn't get nothing in return.
only if we have a mindset, say yes, the little which we have, try to give something out of that. Try to give wholeheartedly out of that. It's an experience, inshallah, you'll find that when you will give from the little you will have, Allah will give you a lot more in return.
This is Pavi bhi hai na, ke roko mat, warna tumse bhi rok liya.
Allah.
Jo hai na, wo de de kuch na kuch, Allah ke raaste mein. Chahe wo paise ki surat mein, chahe wo waqt ki surat mein, chahe muskurat ki surat mein, chahe mohabbat ki surat mein, dena zarur koshish kare. Achhi cheeze denge to achhi cheeze milengi. Nafrat denge to nafrat milegi. Dushmani denge to dushmani milegi. Mohabbat denge to pyar aur mohabbat milegi. Jo denge wohi milega. Hum dete kya, ye ek bada problem hai. Dete bhi hai to toote hue dil se dete hain, haare hue dil se dete hain. Khushi khushi nahi dete hain. Khushi khushi dene ka sawab hi kuch aur hai. Baat wohi hai, sawab niyat ke upar. Niyat kya hai aapki, aap kis tarike se de rahe. Dete to hain lekin wohi baat hai ki wo toote hue haare hue dil se nahi dena chahiye. Ab hamara FGRF department hai, aapke samne हजारों लाखों लोगों की मदद कर रहा है कि ये क्या, ये कंटिन्यूस रिवॉर्ड है. पानी खो का लगा देना अफजल सदकों में, कहीं कुआं खुद रहा है 800 to 1000 pounds में, क्या हर फैमिली लगा सकती है. ऐसे भी फैमिली है जिनको मैं जानता हूँ जिन्होंने 50-50 वेल्स एक एक फैमिली ने लगाए अल्लाह की रहमत से. इस तरह भी है कि जिन्होंने कई कई जो है वो हैंडपंप्स लगाए. तो अब अगर आप ये देखेंगे, एक दफा खाया खत्म, अगर खाना खिलाना भी ठीक है, उसके बाद खिलाया खत्म हो गया, हम कंटिन्यूस रिवॉर्ड की बात कर रहे हैं. ये पानी ये कंटिन्यू रिवॉर्ड है. ये दरख्त लगाना, पौधा लगाना, जिसकी आज तरफ तवज्जो ही नहीं है, अरे यार इसको काट दो भाई, इसको काट दे दो. ये माहौलियात के हवाले से कितना इंपॉर्टेंट है पता है आपको? आपको जो फ्री में ऑक्सीजन मिल रही है, जब जाते हैं ना अस्पताल वो पैसे चार्ज करते हैं, वो 40-50 साल फ्री में ऑक्सीजन मिलती रही. अल्लाह अल्लाह ने बेहतरीन इंतजाम किया. और आप जब ऑक्सीजन 2-4 दिन हमें अस्पताल में गुजारने पड़े, जब वो बिल भेजते हैं तो हार्ट अटैक होने लगता है, इतना बड़ा बिल सिर्फ ऑक्सीजन का. तो ये दरख जो है ना, ये आपको ऑक्सीजन फराहम करते हैं, आपकी सेहत के लिए अच्छे. और जब तक आदमी चरिंद परिंद जानवर उस दरख से फायदा उठाते रहेंगे, तब तक उस शख्स को सवाब मिलता रहेगा जिसने दरख लगाया. दावत इस्लामी सोफा 3 million trees जो है इस वक्त तक वो जो है वो लगा चुकी है. प्लांटेशन जो हमारी जो स्कीम थी उसके तहत 3 million इस वक्त दुनिया में लग चुके हैं. और मजीद जा आप इसके लिए भी मदद कर सकते हैं कि चलो यार मेरी तरफ से भी एक दरख जो है वो लगाने के पैसे ले लें. तो हमारा नारा ये पौधा लगाना है, दरख बनाना है. लोग पौधा लगा के छोड़ते हैं, खत्म हो जाता है. तो हमने दरख बनाना है, ये हमारा एक नारा है और ये हमारी एक कोशिश है. तो आप इसमें हमारा साथ दे सकते हैं. मस्जिद अप्रोक्सीमेटली 10,000 pounds से स्टार्ट होती है. 20,000-30,000 pounds, 50,000 pounds तक भी हम गरीब इलाकों में बना देते हैं. एक कंटिन्यू सवाब है अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह. इसी तरीके से वाटर के हवाले से, कुरान के हवाले से बयान किया, बच्चे के हवाले से जो है ये बड़ा इंपॉर्टेंट है. और खाली अच्छा इसका ऑपोजिट ले लें, जहां सवाब जारिया की बात हो रही है, कंटिन्यू सिन, अगर औलाद गुनाहगार छोड़ी, औलाद ऐसी छोड़ी जो गुनाहों में है और आपने उसकी तरबियत नहीं की, तो आपको भी उसका जो है ना वो इफेक्ट होगा. ये मुनीब शख्स
mentioned quite a few Madani prayers there. One way of continuous reward, Sayyid, is that as a parent, this is mainly for the parents as well, and adults that are home, they should start a small gathering in their house, a Durood Sharif gathering.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
That maybe just before going to sleep for 10-12 minutes, all the family gets together and sends Durood upon the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam.
SubhanAllah.
And they should do this every single day. So then it becomes a general practice of the house that even, for example, they forget and they go to bed, they're like, oh, we forgot this. They come back out, they do this gathering or small circle that they sit, all the family together. For 12 minutes they sit and send durood upon the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. Now that is reward, say yourself, okay? That is just reward. You get a reward. Now who started this first? The father will start this. Or any adult that can start this. Once the father passes away, this will continue within his sons. Now this is continuous reward. That's a reward. Now it'll become continuous reward when after he's passed away, this will continue now. Now once they do it every day, they will get reward. The father will also get the reward. Yeah, even after the father's passed away.
SubhanAllah.
Now, once someone from them passes away, their sons or their family members, they'll continue to do that gathering of Durood Sharif. They will get reward. Their fathers will get reward and their father will also get reward.
SubhanAllah.
And this will continue. They should continue this until the day of judgment, until their nasl exists. So something we can start. Durushi is just one example. We can even add Quran power to this. We will start at least one ruku before going to sleep. oh, we will recite Surah Tawbah together. So start something in the family, within your children, with your households, your family members. This will not just increase the love between the family members. This will increase, more mercy will descend upon that household. More barakat in your sustenance will come. And of course, continuous reward will happen. So we just need to know, fix one thing, or maybe more than one. But start with one at least. That Quran Pak, maybe Durood Sharif, maybe dua, we sit together and do dua in the court of Allah before going to sleep. Or sit together and repent in the court of Allah of all sins and do some deed of iman again every single night before going to sleep. Something we can do, something good we can do, and the family members, they can follow in their footsteps. Their family members will follow in your footsteps. So this is continuous reward till the day of judgment. There's a saying ke kaam karne ke bahut tareeke hain. Kaam na karne ke bahane bahut hain. That we actually want to have continuous reward and benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. Okay, there are a lot of ways to do this. You mentioned quite a few as well. Abdul Hanan mentioned a few.
It's time to do something. It's not only to talk, like
we mentioned at the start of Quran Pak, that individual, the message straight away.
Subhanallah.
Now, they've heard, they've implemented. Many people might be listening and they might be pondering that. Shall I start, shall I know? Don't think. Regarding good deeds, you shouldn't delay good deeds. Perform it there and then. That if you have ever thought that I might actually start a study circle at home. No, announce it straight away that tonight, after Isha, all family will get together for 12 minutes at least, recite the Durood upon the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then do dua collectively and do dua. That inshallah, so many blessings and so many virtues will, oh Quran Pak, so many blessings will come. So something like this we should start and implement it straight away in our life.
This is the best, right? Musliman ka ek एक कुदरती कल्बी लगा हुआ है कुरान पाक से, ऐसा तो पढ़ता है नहीं पढ़ता वो एक अलग मैटर है, रखता जरूर है तो, लेकिन कम से कम अगर हम ये भी गिफ्ट करते हैं उसके घर में, ये तो होता है कभी ना कभी तो पढ़ता है, कोई ना कोई तो पढ़ता है उसके घर के अंदर, मतलब आप सोचें अगर हम चाहें ना, जैसे मैंने कहा ना कि करने के रास्ते बहुत, ना करने के बहाने बहुत, अभी से नियतें कर ले, मैं ये भी करूंगा, ये भी करूंगा, ये भी करूंगा, ये नियतें भी जो है ना, ये आपको कहां से कहां पहुंचा देंगी, ये नियतें इंसान को जन्नत में दाखिल कराती हैं। अब्दुल हनान भाई,
जस्ट कंटिन्यू फ्रॉम मुनीश साहब कन्वर्सेशन टॉकिंग अबाउट यू नो हाउ टू implement this in your family and to pass this action on. And normally you will find, say, Sahabis, that when a father is a Hafiz of Quran, he will try to give that mindset to the son to become a Hafiz of Quran. And then when he's a Hafiz of Quran, he tries, and you'll find in some generations that their father was a Hafiz, their grandfather was a Hafiz, their grand-grandfather was a Hafiz. Why? Because that, see, the tarbiyat which was given to that child from his father, he's tried to pass that tarbiyat on forward as well. And this is obviously, you know, subhanAllah, that chain. And you'll find some families, father is an alim, son is also an alim. And he's making his son an alim as well. So, you know, this continuous way of making a continuous means of sadqa-i jariya for your family and for your coming generations to be on the right track is, alhamdulillah, give them that tarbiyat, that mindset is very important in the houses. That you start to, you know, at least a person should have this mindset that I'm going to make my child an alim of deen at least. This is a minimum. There was in Madani Mubazakra, Sheikh Tariqa Tamil Sunnah Damat Bukatum Al Aliyah, he made dua for a brother who passed away, an alim of deen. And he had seven children, says up. And all seven children,
Allah,
he had made them alim of deen. They were all Madanis, alhamdulillah, in the mohall of Dawat Islami, they all become scholars.
Allah.
SubhanAllah, just imagine. You know, all children selected them to become scholars, and Amir Lesunas special dua. And he said, look, these children are the means of sadqa-i jariya for his father. And this is a mindset which you should try to implement and try to have. That first of all, with your own self, you know, learn the Quran, become hafiz of Quran, and become scholars of this, and then implement this in your children. We should try to make a must. So our children, they will make their children as scholars. They will make their children hafiz of Quran as well. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, if this will continue, and as this continues, then the generation will be a continuous near sadqa jari.
Adil bhai, bilkul end. Kuch kalam suna dein.
Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Humko bulana ya Rasulallah. Humko bulana ya Habib Allah. Humko bulana ya Rasulallah. Humko
بلا کبھی تو سر گنبد کا اجالا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے کبھی تو سر گنبد کا اجالا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں گل پائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہم کو بولانا یا رسول اللہ ہم کو بولانا یا حبیب اللہ
دھڑک اٹھے گا یہ دیا دھڑکنا بھول جائے گا دھڑک اٹھے گا یہ دیا دھڑکنا بھول جائے گا دھڑک اٹھے گا یہ دیا دھڑکنا بھول جائے گا
دل مل گا اس در پر تماشا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے دل مل گا اس در پر تماشا ہم بھی دیکھیں گے ہمیں بلوائیں گے آقا مدینہ ہم بھی دیکھیں گے
لاسٹ کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں
The last message I'll give say sahab is that regarding continuous reward so many things have been mentioned again we should start with one and stick to that as well for time being then if possible like Quran Pak durood Quran Pak is the best example that we can give at this moment that start something at home as a gathering and work on that inshallah so this will be a continuous reward till the day of judgment inshallah
say sahab just a couple of things one is that the disease who has left the dunya he's in the state of like a drowning person and when someone sends him reward if someone makes dua for him this is better for him than everything in this dunya and we should make this a means of sadqa jariya for the deceased those of our family members who have left the world either build a masjid on their name dig a well on their name so it's a continuous and the thing is says that person will benefit as a means of continuous reward But the person who's done it, he will also benefit because it's also a means of sadqa jariya okay. as well for him as well because he's the one who's given that wealth and made that as well.
Subhanallah. Chale ji, inshallah, koshish kare. Humne aapko bahut sare options diye hain continuous rewards ke hawale se. Isale sawab ke liye bhi jo hai wo humne aapko arz ki hai. To Daawat Islami ke jahan marakez ban rahe hain, kuch na kuch wahan par aap laga dein. کچھ قرآن پاک کے حوالے سے کچھ پودوں کے حوالے سے کر دیں کچھ واٹر کے حوالے سے کر دیں کچھ کھانے کے حوالے سے کر دیں اور کچھ اپنی اولاد کی اچھی تربیت اسلامی تربیت کے حوالے سے جو ہے وہ ترکیب بنائیں تو اس طریقے سے کہیں چھوٹی چھوٹی انویسٹمنٹ کرتے جائیں گے تو اللہ نے چاہا تو یہ ہمارے لیے قیامت تک کے لیے ثواب جاریہ کا سبب بنے گا بہرحال جزاک اللہ خیر فار ایوری ون کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen The blessing from Rabbul Alameen Islam is the way of life